We're joined this week by Stephen Bennington. He's from ISIS, which is the STFC's neutron source. But he's also an expert on how we could build the next generation of materials to store hydrogen to provide the power sources of the future. Stephen, got a question here from archivist Llewellyn, who's listening to us in Second Life, and is asking about the concept of spintronics and how nanotech might improve that. You'd probably better start by telling us, first of all, what spintronics is.
It's like digital technology. So it's using electrons, but instead of just having, you know, on and off as your two states, you can use the spin of the electron, so that spin can be up, down, and so you have much more information in there. But instead of using silicon, you can't just use silicon for these kind of things. You've got to use much more complicated magnetic materials, and you've got to make them nanoscale. You know, silicon at the moment is at 45 nanometers, so you've got to make these complex materials also nanoscale. And we do a lot of work on this at the neutron source, which is very good at looking at magnetic materials.